Dr. Ruth Ruprecht discovered her mission in medicine more than 30 years ago.
When I was a young physician in training, I took care of young people my age. They had unrecognizable conditions. No name was in the textbooks for their condition. They all died. I was basically taking care of the very first AIDS patients.
But AIDS didn't have a name then, and it would be years before researchers discovered the syndrome was caused by a retrovirus, HIV.
And once I realized that a retrovirus was the cause of it, I declared war on it.
Dr. Ruprecht is now a scientist who leads the infectious disease unit at Texas Biomed. And she and her team there may have discovered a new and potent defense against the virus in our own immune systems, immunoglobulin M.
IgM is kind of the forgotten immunoglobulin. It's the most ancient immunoglobulin. All vertebrate species have it. Even sharks make it. Birds have it. All fish have it.
It was IgM's longevity that ultimately piqued Ruprecht's interest.
I kind of said to myself, if Mother Nature has bothered to keep this big molecule and, you know, using it, it must have an important function, and maybe it also can be recruited to defend against HIV transmission. And yes, it can.
Until now, scientists had thought IgM was too short-lived to have any real impact on HIV. Turns out, they underestimated this antibody. When enlisted in the HIV fight, IgM can grab onto a lot of HIV-1 particles quickly, and it holds on tight. And because IgM molecules are large, when IgM is bound to HIV, the virus clumps up, making the whole thing even bigger, too big to pass through human mucous membranes and preventing infection. This is big. An estimated 90% of new HIV-1 infections worldwide are caused by exposure to the virus through mucous membranes. This could, someday, lead to a medicine that prevents HIV-1 infection. And this is big for the scientist who declared war on HIV all those years ago.
Yes, and we are not done yet.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.